各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2021年1月15日，星期日。好，我们今天又非常的荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的 Kavachandra Maharaj， 为我们继续讲述今天的国家梵歌的早课。所以呢，我们的百坤的知音今天现在就开始播音了。Hare Krishna。Maharaj。
Yeah. Ready?
Yes, yes. And the verse you are going to speak for today is chapter 13, verse number 6 to 7.
Radha Madha Kunjabina Jaya Radha Madha Kunjabina Gopi Janna Balava Giribharadhari Gopi Janna Balava Giribharadhari Yashoda Nandana Praja Janana Yashoda Nandana Praja Janana Ranjana Yamuna Chirahamnacha Yamuna Chirahamnacha Jaya Radha Gopi Janna Bala Giri Bharada Gopi Janna Bala Janna Randana Yashoda Nandana Raja Janna Randana Munashira Manacha Yamuna Tira Anacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihara Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihara Gopi Janna Bhavara Iribharada Gopi Janna Balava Giribharada Yashoda Nandana Praja Janana Yashoda Nandana Praja Janana Yamuna Tira Vanacha Yamuna Tira Vanacha Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Verse number again, please.
Chapter 13, verse number 6 to 7. Because they're together.
6 and 7.
Yes.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Vasudevaya
Om
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, text number 6 and 7. We'll go over the word meaning first.
Okay, there's a lot of words here.
Mahabhutani Mahabhutani. The great elements.
大元素。
The great elements.
大元素。
Ahankara.
Ahankara.
The false ego.
假我。
Buddhi.
Buddhi.
Intelligence.
智力。
Intelligence.
智力。
Avyaktam. The unmanifested.
不展示。
Eva. Certainly.
Eva. 肯定。
Cha, also.
Cha, 还有。
Indriyani.
Indriyani.
The senses.
感官。
Dasa ekam.
11. 11个。
Cha, also.
Cha, 也。
Pancha.
Pancha.
Five.
五个。
Cha, also.
Cha, 还有。
Indriya gocharaha.
Indriya gocharaha.
Objects of the senses.
感官对象。
Icha, desire.
Icha, 欲望。
Dvesha, hatred.
Dvesha, 憎恨。Maharaj.
Sukham, happiness.
Dukkham, 快乐。
Dukkham. Dukkham, distress.
痛苦。
Sangata, the aggregate.
聚集体。
Chaitana, living symptom.
Chaitana, 生命的表征。
Dhriti, conviction.
Dhriti, 坚信。
Savikaram. With interactions.
Savikaram, 相互的接的作用。
Udaritam, exemplify.
Udaritam, 举例。
The five great elements, false ego, intelligence, the unmanifest, the ten senses in the mind, the five sense objects, desire, hatred, happiness, distress, the aggregate, the life symptoms, and the convictions. All these are considered in summary to be the field of activities and its interactions.
译文，活动场所及其相互间的作用概述起来是五大元素。假我、智力、不展示、十个感官和心念、五个感官对象、欲望、憎恨、快乐、痛苦、聚集体、生命真相和坚定的信仰。
Purport. From all the authoritative states.Of the great sages, the Vedic hymns, and the aphorisms of the Vedanta Sutra, the components of this world can be understood as follows. First, there are earth, water, fire, air, and ether. These are the five great elements, Mahabhuta.
从伟大的智者所撰写的《伟达赞歌》及《伟丹塔经格言》这一权威经典中可以明白，这个世界由以下的部分组成： 首先是土、水、火、气和空间这五大元素 Mahabhuta。
Then false ego, intelligence and the unmanifested state are the three modes of material nature。
其次是假我、错误的自我、错误的自我意识、智力和三种自然属性的不展示阶段。Maharaj?
Then there are the five senses for acquiring knowledge, the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin.
然后是眼、耳、鼻、舌和皮肤这五个获取知识的感官。
Then five working senses, the voice, the legs, the hands, the anus, and the genitals.
随后是发声器官。腿、手、肛门和生殖器这五个活动感官。
Then above the senses is the mind, which is within and which can be called the sense within, because it's within all the other senses.
而凌驾于感官之上的是可称为内在感官的心念。
Therefore, including the mind, there are 11 senses.
因此包括心念在内有11个感官。
Then there are the five objects of the senses, smell, taste, form, touch, and sound.
接着是气味、滋味、形象、声音和触碰对象这五个感官对象。
Now the aggregate of these24 elements is called the field of activity.
这24种元素的聚集体称为叫活动的场所。
If one makes an analytical study of these 24 subjects, then he can very well understand the field of activity. And then there are desire, hatred, happiness, and distress, which are interactions.Representations of five great elements in the gross body.
我们如果对这24种元素进行分析研究，就会很好的理解，活动的场所。接下来是粗糙躯体中的五大元素的代表和相互作用，即欲望、憎恨、快乐和痛苦。精微躯体心念、智力和假我所展现出来的生命体征是意识和坚定的信心。
The living symptoms represented by consciousness and convictions are the manifestation of the subtle body, mind, ego, and intelligence. These subtle elements are included within the field of activity.
因为躯体心念智力和假我所展现出来的生命表征是意识和坚定的信心活动场所所包括这些精微的元素
The five great elements are gross representation of the false ego which in turn represents the primal stage of false ego called the materialistic conception or tamasa buddhi intelligence and ignoranceOkay.
五大元素是假我的粗糙代表物质自然三种属性的不展示阶段是假我最初的阶段其术语是、愚昧中的智力 Tamasa Buddhi 或称为物质化概念
further represents the unmanifested stage of the three modes of material nature. The unmanifested stage of material nature is called pradana.
物质自然不展示的属性称为 Padan, Pradhan.
And desires to know the 24 elements in detail, along with their interactions, should study the philosophy in more detail. In Bhagavad Gita, only a summary is given.
要想仔细地了解24种元素以及其相互间的作用，就应该更加仔细地研习这门哲学。不加放歌只对此进行了概括性的介绍。
So in the Bhagavad Gita, there's much more detail. Kapila Deva especially explains all these things in great detail.
In where? In...
Kapila, in the third canto.
Oh, 所以说呢，在圣典不加瓦坛的第三篇的 Kapila Dev 的教导这一章里面呢，就对这一部分的内容有更加非常详尽的教导。
Number. Born, it grows, it stays, it produces byproducts, it decays, and it vanishes.
然后是这24种元素的综合体现，躯体有6种变化，诞生、成长、保持原状、繁衍、开始衰老、最后消失。
Those are the symptoms of life. You know, anything that has life goes through those stages.
任何有生命体征的事物，它都会经过这六项阶段。
That's how we know it's alive. And
sorry, Maharaj.
Commentary by Bhurijan.
Sorry, Maharaj. Your voice is very, very broken now.Please allow me to check with Shati Maji. I don't know if it's my side or what. Shati Maji, 不好意思啊，我这边听 Marj 这边的声音特别特别的卡，我不知道您那边是听的什么情况。
我这边还好啊，挺清楚的。要不重新呼
一
次？
一点都不卡吗？那重新再呼一遍吧。重新的，我这边就是这个我完全听不见整句。Sorry, Marj, we need to call you back. Sorry, Marj, we need to call you back.
All right, you okay now?
Herbo.
Okay.
Herbo. Yes, ma'am.Yes, Maharaj.
Okay.
All right. So, there's commentary from Bhurijan for oneness.
那然后我们在这边呢，也可以听到一些来自于Srila Bhurijan Prabhu的要旨评述。
Five great elements we all know, I think, right?
对，这五大元素我们大家都知道，对不对？
Bhumi, Rapo, and Vayu. Earth, water, fire, air, and ether.
是颓水土水火空气和以太。
Then there's, this is right from Bhagavad Gita, then there's the mind, intelligence, and ego, soul.
然后呢，就是精微的元素。这精微的元素呢，就是心意、智性和假我。
Then there's the unmanifest.
这些都是展示的。然后呢，就是不展示的元素。
Then there's ten senses.
然后是十个感官。
They're all described, the mind and the five sense objects. That makes 24.
然后呢是感官的对象，是十个感官的对象，这样一共加起来呢是二十四个。
Text 7 describes seven qualities of the mind come from the interaction of the 24 elements.
然后这第七个时节呢其实讲的是就是和这个感官相互互动之后所产生出来的sorry much, the verse number 7 says about could you say
it again? The verse number 7 describes the different qualities of the mind.
Okay, 然后呢在这第七个世界里面呢是谈到的是感官的不同的品质。不同的特点是在和它内在的这些元素在相互的互动的这个过程中所产生出来的。
And they are also within the realm of the living in these field of activities.
而且呢，这也是在生物体的活动的场里面属于这个范畴。
And Krishna mentioned in text 4 that he would discuss vikara, the changes the body goes through.
然后在第四个世界里面 ，Krishna 他也讲到了这个身体他必须要经历的各种各样的变化。
Prabhupada mentions in the purport, the body is a representation of all these factors.And there are changes in the body, the six changes.
Srila Prabhupada 在要旨里面也提到了，就是这个身体呢，它会进行有六个变化。那这个变化呢，它其实也都代表着所有的这些元素在身体中的作用。
Body, again, we'll go. The body is born, grows, stays for a while, it reproduces, and then it begins to wear out.And then it finally vanished.
因为这个身体它的六种变化呢，会是诞生、成长，它会保持原状一段时间，然后繁衍，然后开始衰老，最后呢就消失了。
So the field is a non-permanent material thing. That's the body.
所以说这个场所呢是一个不永恒的物质的事物。那这个场所指的就是躯体。
The field, that examples been used all the way through up to this point. Just like you have a field, there's a football field or a farming field or so many different kinds of fields where people try to enjoy, try to.
那我们在这儿呢就总是会用这样的例子就是这个场所呢它其实就是比如说我们有足球场或者说是我们有各种各样的这种田地场所那么就这样的一个地方呢是供人们去在上面去享乐去玩耍的那我们的这个身体的这个场所呢就是躯体灵魂所在的这个地方。
But the chetra, yeah, the knower of the field, its proprietor is different.
但是呢，这场所的知悉者，这场所的拥有者。
The field of activities for the conditioned soul can be compared to a playground in the backyard that's surrounded by a big fence.
Marge, I didn't hear the whole thing. The
field of activities, the body, can be compared to like a field, playground or something for children. It has a big fence around it.
Okay. 那么就是这个躯体，就是这个躯体的场所呢，它可以被看成是一个小孩他所玩耍的一个游乐场。那么这个游乐场呢，它是被栅栏所围起来的。
The child that's playing there can play, do whatever he wants, but he can't go outside the fence.
那这小孩呢，他可以在这个游乐场里面玩，他可以想怎么玩就怎么玩，但是呢，他是不可能走出这个栏杆的。
Similarly, the living entity is limited by the interactions of the body, mind, and karma, which is a field of activities. We can't go beyond that.
所以说呢，这个生物体它的这个活动也是受限制的，它是在它的躯体、心意和假我的这个限制之内，使得它只能够在它所被局限的这个范围内去活动，它不可能超越这个局限。
An earthworm, for example,
for example, what earthworm?
An earthworm has a very small field of activities.
You mean the worm, right? The worm in the earth.
An earthworm, you know, the worms that live in the ground.
Yeah, 就比如说在这个土，在这个土里面钻的这个小小虫子。那它呢所活动的这个场所是非常小的。
He can't read or write or do anything else. He can't ride a bicycle or anything. He can crawl around in the dirt. That's all.
他唯一能做的事情只是在这泥里面爬来爬去的，但是呢，他也不可能写呀、读啊，或者是做其他的任何的活动。
A dog has a bigger field.
那这狗呢？它的活动的场所稍微大一些。
And a human being has an even more big.
那人类呢？它的活动的场所就更加的大了。
So our field is based on our karma. According to our karma, we get a particular field.
所以我们的这个活动的场所呢，是根据我们的业报锁定的。那么我们由于我们的业报导致了我们得到了一个特定的场所，也就是得到了一具特定的躯体。
And even just like a farmer, some farmers inherit a really lot of land from their father. Some have to just use somebody else's land. And so karma.
那比如说这农夫也是一样的，他根据自己的这个业报呢，他也许可能从他的父亲那里继承了一大片土地，但是还有的农夫呢，他只能去租种别人的土地。
A very rich child, he has many toys within his yard, but he can't go out of the yard.
那一个很就是一个很有钱就是一个很富有的孩子呢，他可能有一个玩耍的挺大的一个院子，里边有很多的玩具，但是呢他怎么也不可能到院外面去玩。
But he will think, you know, that he's very happy, he's got so many things.
但是呢他觉得自个儿很快乐，因为他有这么多的玩具。
But he's limited to that.
但其实呢，他所拥有的一切呢，全部都是在这个院里面的，所以说呢，他在院外面的事情他就不知道了。
So us, just you know, we have this body and we can't really think beyond it.
对，对于我们来说呢，是因为我们被局限在这具躯体里面，所以呢，我们不可能认知到超越这躯体之外的事物。
So we all get a different body, field of activity according to our karma.
所以我们呢，都是根据我们的业报得到了各种各样不同的躯体，得到了各种各样的不同的活动的场。
Krishna's not partial, he's just giving everybody.
Krishna 他是会给我们一切的， Krishna 他不会偏心。
Krishna's not partial. He's not favoring one person and punishing another one. Everybody's getting what they deserve.
No, Krishna, Krishna 他是不会偏心的，他不会说是偏向这个给他更多，而不喜欢那个人，不给那个人一些东西。他只是会根据每一个人的业报而向每一个人提供他们所应该得到的。
Okay, so the very last here, this is Ganon, you know.
So this is Ganon.
Like I keep saying, somebody was asking, what is Ganon? What is Ganon? This is Ganon. This is what Ganons do. They analyze all these things, they think about them, they dig deeper, they, you know.
Yeah, 那有很多人都问我这个。
Because they're trying to find the spiritual.
那有很多人都问我这个 Gyan 到底是什么，那么这个就是 Gyan， 那这也就是 Gyan 里那些这个思辨家他们要做的事情，就是他们在不断的在分析研究这些知识，然后他们希望能够通过这个研究来发现灵性世界。
So trying to find the source of everything and trying to find the original, just by examining every separate thingNever come to that conclusion until they give up and pray, and Krishna will show them.
所以呢，他们实际上是在通过验证，通过在测验所有的这些事情，来找到绝对的真理，来找到这个更高的知识。但是他们没有办法找到，直到他们最后呢就皈依了，然后呢就向 Krishna 祈祷，然后 Krishna 就向他们展示了所有这一切。Maharaj?
Okay. Om Gyana Chimiranda Syaganandana Shakaya Chaksu Militanya Enatasma Shri Gurve Namaha Chaitanya Manovisham Sapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kedamayam Dadati Swama Vedantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utpada Kamala ShriGurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sajjadatam, Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sujivam, Sadvetam Savadutam, Parijana Sahita, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Pada, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Shakanvitam Shah. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale,Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinam Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavari Acha Shadesa Tarini Vanchakalpa Chubhis Cha Kripa Sindhu Dev Cha Patita Nam Pavane Vyo Vaishnava Vyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradaya Hey, Krishna, Krishna, Chaitanya. Namani Gura. So, Hey, Krishna, Karuna, Sina, Bandhika, Pate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta.Kapta Kanchana Gaurange Rade Vrindavani Shri Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. So let's see if there's any questions, because there's so much here, and you know, it's just details. We went over everything already, and there's not much to explain, you know, but the body is the field of activities, and all these other things that come out due to interactions, and you know, this is the material world. It's all these different elements, which is the mind, intelligence, the false ego, the senses. They all work together to keep us in illusion, to think we can enjoy this field, or that we are the field, which is really ridiculous. If you're a farmer and you're out there and you think, I am this field, everybody say you're crazy. But if you say I am the body, people think that's all right.
二说呢，现在看看大家有没有任何的问题，因为在这个里面其实是比较抽象，然后呢有太多的这个技术上的这个东西。那我们呢，就是它主要的这个意思呢，就是说，我们认为是我们是这个躯体，然后呢。Sorry, Marge, please allow me to translate what you said just now. 然后呢，就是这个，因为我们是这个躯体，那么所有的这些元素，就这些粗糙的以及精微的这些元素，土、水、火、气，还有这智力假我，还有就这个智力、假我还有意识这三种形式，这三种这所有的这些东西吧，它全都是把我们给捆缚在我们的这个躯体里面。然后呢，所有的这一切呢，都是我们在这个躯体中的一些这个内在的这个运作。然后，但是就是因为我们觉得我们是这个躯体了，所以说呢，这个事情它就在一种局限的状态下。所以马尔说，如果大家有问题的话呢，现在可以就提一下问题，然后呢，他给大家解答一下。Marge, here is a question from Ratmala Mataji, 顶拜咕噜，感恩您。这个特定的躯体是业报注定的，也就是人的命运从出生就已经确定。这一生如果没有 Krishna 知觉的时候，就是所做的所有的事情都是按照上一世注定好的程序来生活，对吗？这样的理解对吗？Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances to you. Because the body what we get is determined from is decided from our karma from the previous life. So means about we have a destined way to have our life. If we haven't really practiced Krishna consciousness, means that the way for our to, you know, pass through our life is just based on what we're supposed to pass. Is that right?Because please allow me to paraphrase it. But basically, she's saying about because we got this physical body through the karma, then right. We have so we are destined to have our way to pass through the life. So if for those people who are not practicing the Krishna consciousness, means that he just have his way to go through the life, is that right? And everything has already been prearranged.
No. We're always creating.More karma because certain things are prearranged, body, the family, the country we're born in. But then happens, we have a choice of how we're going to react to it. That's our free will. Then we create situations because of how we react to whatever happens to it.
是这样的，因为我们时刻呢都在创造着我们的这个业报。虽然说我们是出生在一个躯体里面，我们出生在一个国家里，但是呢，因为我们有自由意志，所以呢，我们时刻呢都会对我们所面对的这个情形进行反应。那所以说呢，当我们在不断的反应的这个过程中呢，其实我们就在不断的在创造出我们新的这个业报。
So if we're fortunate and we're practicing consciousness, then we're creating the future.Or we have a spiritual body, we can go back to Godhead.
就是说，如果我们要是很幸运，
那
说什么？说什么？说什么？ Sorry, Marge, please allow me to translate what you said just now because the voice is not that smoothly goes through. So please let's, you know, please a little bit patient with me. 就是所以说呢，就是当我们的这个对不起。Marge, I forgot what you said just now. Sorry.
Well, the point is we have free will, always.
对，那这个要点呢，就是说我们总是时刻都是有自由意志的。哦，我想起刚才马老师刚才说的什么，他刚才说的就是说就是当我们如果要是很幸运的，如果开始休息 Krishna 知觉的话呢，那我们就开始在创造着我们的这个灵性的这方面的这个业报，那然后慢慢的我们最后就能回到 Krishna 那儿去了。
So we're born in a certain situation according to our previous life's karma.And then we create more karma. In the beginning, we don't, you know, have much choice about it. But gradually, as we mature, as intelligence develops, we choose, you know, which type of mode of nature we want to associate with, what kind of people, and then we entangle ourselves with more and more and more.
那我们呢，开始呢，就由于过去的上一生的这个业报而出生在了当下的这个状态之下。然后呢，我们还会再创造出更多的这个业报。那在最开始的时候呢，我们是对这样的这种境况是无能为力的。但是由于我们在不断的和人们在进行这个交往的这个过程中呢，我们的智性就会让我们去做出一些选择，我们到底要做过怎样的生活，或者跟什么样的人去进行交往。那这个呢，也会使我们更深的被捆缚在这个状况之中。
Okay, so、
yes.
like, I don't know where this idea is coming from because、some Christians have this idea that it's predestined, so you have absolutely no choice, so you don't have to worry whatever is happening to you is not your own choice. But you made the choice to be in such a situation. It's always free will.、
Mm-hmm.
And we can make the choice to change.
有些基督徒他会有这样的这种想法，就是所有的一切都是命定的，那我们是没有办法去做任何事情去改变我们的命运。但实际上呢，我们是可以做出一些选择的，因为我们总是有这种自由意志，可是可以总是用这种自由意志去进行一些选择，然后去进行一些改变。
Okay.
Yes.Then the next question is from 回家之旅顶拜咕噜小孩问 Krishna 的身体是由什么构成的 OK, this Mataji, she is asking the question on behalf of her child. She said that、her child asked what's the elements to form the、body of Lord Krishna?
No material elements.
Yeah, so what is that? Yeah, 那 Krishna 的身体没有任何的物质的元素，它是有灵性的，它是灵性的。So if it is a spiritual, then are there, you know, supposed to be any specific elements at all, or any...
They're supposed to be what?
Sorry?
You said there'll be any, and then I couldn't hear the word.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, so my question is that, so if Lord Krishna's body is not created by any of the material elements, it is spiritual, so what is that?You know, are there any particular substance in that spiritual thing? 那我就问 Maharaj， 我说那如果是 Krishna 的这个身体，他如果是
有这个情况 ，spiritual substances。
Okay.
There's spiritual air and water and everything, but it's, we can't describe it, we can't see it, we can't know what it is, but it's
okay.
there.
Okay, okay, okay. 那 Krishna 他的这个躯体呢是由灵性的物质构成的，比如说有灵性的水啊、空气啊等等。但是呢，我们是没有办法用语言去描述这个灵性的物质到底是什么，但是是有灵性的物质的。所以 Krishna 的这个身体是由灵性的物质构成的。So the next question from Rajendra Prabhu, 感恩 Maharaj, 翻译和主持。生活中展示的情感、感觉、品质都是由物质元素不同的相互互动完成的吗？ Maharaj, thank you very much. In the life, in our daily life, the manifested the emotion and the feelings, all of those are the those are the interactive in between of the material elements, and they're also the all of this as the interactive in between of the material elements.
Yes, that's what it says.
是的，这就是我刚才我说的。
But they're interacting according to our desires.
但是他们的这种互动呢，是根据我的，去根据我们的愿望而进行的互动。
Okay.
Yeah. The next question from 喜宝，顶拜咕噜和老师们，请咕噜允许我结合今天的讲课内容，请教一个关于临终关怀的问题。在藏传的佛教里，我们看到了，即使是一个有过修行人去世以后，也需要有上师对他的灵魂进行破瓦法引导他的神识。汉地佛教在人死亡之后也有念诵佛号助念，帮助神识提升。我也听说Gopal Kumara 曾经辛苦地穿越了五大元素。请问在 Krishna 知觉里，修学和普通的修学有什么不同吗？如果在我们死亡那一刻没有咕噜或者奉献者在身边，我们该如何保持知觉提升呢？感恩。喜宝妈的其实 she's asking, she said that, in the Tibetan Buddhism, she know that, when the people passing away, the masters will help them to chanting the sutras to help the soul to direct the soul to go to the right way. And also in the normal Buddhism, we also say that after people passed away, the master also will chanting the Buddhist sutra to help to direct the soul to go to the right path. And I also heard that Gopal Kumara, he tried to pass through the five Maha Buddhas. So my question is that in our Krishna consciousness,practice, are there any different way to help with the souls compared with the other schools? For the last moment when we're passing away, if there is no gurus or no devotees surrounded with us, what will be the best way for us to maintain the right consciousness?To be elevated to the right path. Basically, she's asking if we don't have any devotees or any spiritual masters to help us around us for passing away, how to, what to do is the right way to help us, to help ourselves to passing.
Okay, well, chant the holy name. It's a hope. If you're that conscious, you know, you put on a recording of kirtan.
就是当我们如果是自己独处的这样的一种状态的话，如果我们要是还处在知觉中的话，那我们就希望能够放着 kirtan 的唱诵，然后能够听到这个 kirtan 的唱诵。
So hopefully, the, you know, see if we've been practicing regularly our whole life, then at the time of death, you know, you'll automatically be still chanting. Sometimes a devotee, but even if you're all alone and you're unconscious, and there's Krishna in the heart will make you remember.
如果我们要是在这一生中都非常的好的在练习着唱诵这件事情的话，那么在我们临终的最后这一刻呢，其实也会很自动的很自然的在念诵。但是如果我们要是自己一个人，然后呢处在一个无意识的状态，在这样的最后的时刻的话，那么在我们内心中的 Krishna 他也会来指引我们的。
But normally, you know, devotees try to, we have many stories of devotees leaving their body and their guru was talking to them over the internet or something, chanting for them, if they couldn't physically be there. And the devotees are around chanting, and, you know, most of the time for devotees. But even if someone is, you know, in the ICU and nobody can come in or something, usually even then,Krishna in the heart will make you remember if you've been practicing your whole life.
我们看到了很多的这个关于奉献者离世的例子。其实有很多奉献者离世的时候呢，都是有奉献者在他们身边为他们念诵。还有呢，就是如果是自己的咕噜不在身边，没有办法赶过来的话呢，也会通过互联网，然后为这位奉献者来念诵。但是通常来说，就即便是这位奉献者身边没有奉献者，没有咕噜的话，他在 ICU 里面待着，或者是处在一个无意识的状态下待着的话，那么如果他要是在这一生都是非常好的在念诵，那么在这一刻 Krishna 也会在他的内心中去指导他。
And that would be true for a Buddhist also. If a Buddhist was sincerely practicing in all his mantras, and, you know, even if somehow he's not, the guru is not there and there's no other Buddhist in the heart, he would remember. Krishna will help him.
那么作为这个佛教的修习者其实也是一样的。如果他在这一生都非常的认真的在修习的话，那他在临终的最后一刻，如果他的上师或者是他旁边的同修没有在旁边为他助念，但是在他心中的佛陀或者心中的 Krishna 是会在那里帮助他的。So the next question, Maharaj, are you going to say more?
That's an important question. You know, see, we have doubts. How is Krishna going to help us? What about this? What about that? He will help you if you want him.
If
you've tried your whole life, even we're not perfect. Even we're not perfect at the end of life.
这是一个挺重要的一个问题，就是我们不要有任何的这个疑虑或者疑惑，就是。如果我们要是在这一生中呢都很好的在修习的话，那么 Krishna 他是会帮助我们的，即便是我们处在不完美的这种状态下，那 Krishna 他也是会来帮助我们的。
So even if we're not perfect but we've been trying to do it, Krishna will accept you that you're perfect because he accepts your effort.
就即便是我们没有达到完美，但是我们非常努力的在进行我们的修习，那 Krishna 他也会把我们接受成像完美的样子，因为 Krishna 他接受了我们的努力的这份 就是这份努力的这种就是他接受我们的这个努力吧。
Okay.
Yes.
We need to read about Krishna's mercy, hear about Krishna's mercy, because Krishna's mercy is what saves us in the end.
那所以说呢，我们就必须要聆听和去阅读 Krishna 的仁慈，因为是 Krishna 的仁慈在我们生命最终的时刻会救了我，会救赎我们。The next question is from 点金石 Chintamani 顶拜 Guru 感恩翻译，谢谢您，请您解释一下心意、智性、假我、精微躯体的关系以及相互的作用。Guru Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances. My question is that is that okay for you to explain the how the mind, intelligence, and the false ego to relate it to each other and reacted inside of the body, and how to relate it with the body.
False ego creates the mind. You know, it creates the intelligence.
False ego creates the intelligence and the mind.
Intelligence, yeah. Yeah, first, the intelligence. False ego comes first. I think I'm not a servant of Krishna.
首先呢是有了假我，假我认为呢我不是 Krishna 的仆人，然后假我呢他又创造出了智性。
Then from the intelligence, we get the mind.
然后从这个智性呢就出现了心意。
That's all. Then it should be that the mind is controlled by the intelligence. But that's not always true. If the intelligence is weak, the mind controls everything.
对呢，这个心意呢，其实本来是应该被智性所控制的，但是呢，智性经常会表现出很软弱。以至于呢，心意它就会占据控制权。Marge, the next question,
okay.
I want to say more about this. Yeah, the next question.
Yeah.
下面一个问题呢是来自于吴秀红 Mataji 的顶拜 Guru 的莲花族，顶拜奉献者们 Hare Krishna, 精微躯体会跟着去灵性世界吗？如果修习成功的奉献者会去灵性世界吗？如果修习成功时奉献者会去灵性世界吗？Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet, and my humble obeisances to all the devotees. My question is that, if the subtle body will also go to the spiritual world, and also when the devotee is successfully to, practice in the spiritual practice, will the devotee go to the spiritual world?
Can you run that by me again?
Yeah. Mataji, 我觉得您这问题问的是不是就这个灵这个精微的躯体能不能去灵性世界，这是第一个问题。另外一个问题就是说这位奉献者他能不能去灵性世界，是这意思吗？ I think what she is asking that if the subtle body ofthe devotee will go to the spiritual world with the devotee when he successfully practices on the spiritual path.
No, we have to leave the subtle body behind also and get the spiritual body and the spiritual mind.
就是当我们这个休息成功之后呢，我们所得到的是灵性的躯体和灵性的心意。所以说呢，我们是要把这个精微的物质的这个躯体是要留下来的，是不能带走的。
That's why, you know, giving up the gross body, you know, it's not so hard. But the subtle body we're really attached because that's been with us through so many other bodies. And we have to give that up also. The subtle body is our, including the faults, but we got to give it up. So the soul goes to the spiritual world, but the soul has a subtle, has a spiritual mind and a spiritual body and a spiritual intelligence.
是这样的，就是我们的这个物质的躯体，这个粗糙的躯体呢，因为它就跟着我们这仪式，所以说呢，要放弃它还是挺容易的。但是呢，就是我们的这个精微的躯体，它是因为生生世世都是跟着我们，而且呢，这里面有各种各样的错误啊，还有就是我们所依附的这些东西，所以说呢，要真正的放弃这个精微躯体是不那么容易的，因为我们对它就是我们真正依附的是这个依附的精微躯体，但是我们等回到灵性世界的时候呢，我们是要把它给摒弃掉，然后呢，我们要就是这个灵魂，它会得到精微的它灵魂会得到灵性的躯体和灵性的心意，然后回到灵性世界去。所以说，只是这个灵魂回到灵性世界。
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Maharaj. Then the next question from Rajendra Prabhu. 生活中展示的情感、感觉、品质都是物质元素不同的组合互动完成吗？那么灵性情感也是通过这个身体和心意展示出来的，如何区分这两种情感呢？灵性情感也是通过这身体和心意。Rajendra Prabhu, he asked that because the spiritual feelings and emotions are also manifested through the body and mind. And also, but from the material point of view, the feeling and the emotions are the inner react. Sorry, Marsh, I need to reread his question.展示的情感、感觉、品质都是由物质元素不同的组合互动完成，那么灵性情感也是通过这个身体和心意展示出来的，如何区分两种情感呢？He is asking that because that the feeling and the emotions they are the interact among all of these elements. However,Our spiritual feelings and spiritual emotions actually also manifested through the body and mind. So how can we tell the differences in between of the spiritual emotion and the material emotion?
We have to read the Bhagavad Gita and see if they match up with Bhagavad Gita or not. That's what we learn, how to discriminate.
OK, 就是我们所以呢我们就要读博伽梵歌，然后呢从博伽梵歌里面所给我们的这个展示的内容去对照，就是我们什么是灵性的情感，什么是物质的情感。
Just like anything else, how do you know, like some people, they study gemology, so they know what is a real gem.And whether it's good quality, they have to study, they have to know. So we have to study the scripture to have knowledge how to discriminate what is spiritual, what is material.
Gem knowledge.
Real intelligence.
对，那就比如说呢，我们需要，比如说我们需要研习课本，然后呢去知道什么是真正的体操，什么不是。那么所以说呢，就是这个灵性的知识也是一样的，就是我们要从这个书里面，从经典里面去学习哪一个是真正的灵性的情感，而哪个不是。
Okay. How do we know? Anything. We have to see.
然后在这书本里面呢，也会告诉我们。
That was asked Prabhupada very early on. How do I know if it's my mind or if it's the super soul telling me something?
那比如说这个舍勒爸爸在最早期的时候呢被人家问及我们如何知道什么是心意什么是超灵呢我们如何去辨别呢
You have to read the Bhagavad Gita and check what you think is, you know, a message coming to you, whether it's your mind or the Maya. Prabhupada said, Maya is, you know,Or if it's the super soul, you have to see what the Bhagavad Gita says about.
然后说爸爸就是那个问题就是说我们怎么知道就这个想法是来自于心意的还是来自于超灵的呢那么说爸爸说呢就是你必须要去阅读这个薄伽梵歌里面的这个话然后呢去如果是产生的这个想法是薄伽梵歌里面的这个话的话那就来自于超灵的。
Okay.
Yes, the next question from Radha Nanda Madhaji. Hare Krishna, 请拜进来的 Guru Deva. 经典里面说呢，之所以有这个物质世界的出现，是因为有低等的知觉。由此推论，虽然我们拿到了人形躯体这样一个高等的躯体，如果一直活在低等知觉和低等的欲望里，在灵性离开躯体时，我们的下意识只能够得到低等的躯体，可以这样理解吗 ？Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to you. According to the sastra, the reason for us to have this material world is because of the lower level of consciousness. So, if reasoning in this way.We can understand that even we get this human form, which is a high level of form, but if we are always staying in this lower level of consciousness, or if we always obtained by this, if we are always grasped by this lower tier desires, means that when the soul left thishuman body, for the next life, we only can get a lower level of body. Is that right? Means about, even in a higher level of body, but if we are, you know, hunting around with the lower energy, it's always in that kind of lower desire.Then it's very likely for us to be in the lower level of body for the next life.
Yeah, but if you're chanting the holy name, then, you know, you have another factor, and no matter how much problems you have, if you're regularly chanting the holy name, doing any kind of, even if you chant it even once, you know, in your life, you're taking prasadam,You can have so much benefit in the next life. What to speak if you're regularly practicing? I'm saying this so many times, and please repeat it and write it down and put it on everybody's wall or something.
you mean that we always need to think about the positive side? Hold on, Maharaj, please allow me to translate what you said just now. Maharaj, 他说呢，就是，的确，您说的是对的。但是呢，就是哪怕一个人他在这一生中，他只是念了一遍圣名，他在下一世他都会得到很多很多的益处。那就更不用说一个一生都在致力于念诵 Hare Krishna 圣名的这样的一位奉献者了。然后呢，我反复强调大家要做这样的一件事情。那我想恳请奉献者一定要记住我现在说的这句话，或者是把这句话给写在墙上。然后马老师说他现在这会儿要告诉大家他要说什么。 Okay, please, Maharaj.
Okay, so I'm saying it again and again that we get too many questions about what happens when you're not doing the right thing, when you're in Maya, when you're not following your vows. That, you know, is not, you should be meditating on what happens when you are chanting every day, and when you are trying to serve Krishna, and when you're trying to serve devotees, and when you're reading Bhagavad Gita regularly. What happens to those people in the next life? Think about that. Don't think about all the bad things. Don't look at another devotee and think, oh, what's going to happen to him because he's fallen? Maybe I'll, no. Think about what happens, you know, when you are chanting and are doing the right thing, and then Krishna will help you to remember to do the right thing.
就是我们现在考虑太多的是，就如果我们要是做的不好，如果是没有念诵，或者如果没有去遵循我们的誓言的话，那会发生什么？就是我们考虑了太多的负面的这些要发生的这个事情，而我们不应该把我们的这个注意力放在这一方面，我们应该在想着，那些在念诵圣名的那些奉献者们，他们都会得到什么样的积极的这个结果。而且我们也要就是时刻的要在想着，就是我们如果不断的去念诵圣名的话，那会得到一些什么样的积极的这种结果。所以我们一定要就是让我们的这个思维变得积极起来，而不是总是在致力在负面的这些想法上。
Otherwise, like the story Prabhupada told, a prostitute and a brahmana.
比如说像舒尔爸爸他讲过一个关于妓女和婆罗门的故事。
And they live opposite.
They live
on different sides of the road.
They
lived across the street from each other.
他们俩人呢是住在这个街的对面，一个是住在街这边，一个是住在街的对面。
So the prostitute, even though she was a prostitute, she would be looking at the Brahmana's house and thinking, oh, he's chanting so many mantras, he's doing so many pujas, he's doing so many purified things.And she was meditating on that, even though she was being a prostitute.
那么这位妓女呢？虽然说她是一个妓女，但是呢，她脑子里面一天想的就是对面的这位婆罗门。哎呀，她念诵了这么多的曼陀罗，她做了这么多的 puja， 然后呢，她做了这么多让她就是得以净化的活动。
And the brahmana was.Thinking, oh, there's another man coming, and they must be doing this kind of sex, they must be doing that. And he was meditating on that all the time, even though he was ringing the bells and chanting the mantras and waving the incenses. And the Gila.
那么这位婆罗门呢，他虽然说一直在摇铃，一直在点香，一直在做所有的这些虔诚的活动，但是他脑子里面一直在想的是，哎呀，你看，对面又去了一个男的。然后呢，他们又在从事各种各样的那些鱼水之欢的活动了。所以说呢，他脑子里面就冥想的是这些事儿。
So when they died, the Vishnudas came for the prostitute.
所以呢，当他们在离世的时候呢 ，Vishnudutta 就去了妓女这儿。
Because she was thinking about all these brahminical activities all the time.
因为在他内心中呢，他脑子里面，因为在他脑子里面的内心中，或者他在脑子里面总是想着这些婆罗门的活动，虔诚的活动。
And the brahmana, you know, the Yamadutas came because he was always just meditating on the activities of his prostitute.
但是婆罗门在离世的时候呢，是亚玛杜塔来抓他了。原因就是因为他脑子里面总是在想着妓女所从事的那些 不好的勾当。
So think, you know, positive. Think ahead. Think of Krishna. Think of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Think of Jagai and Madai and all these examples we have of what happens when you get to causeless mercy.
所以说呢，在我们的脑子里面呢，我们必须要有积极的这种思维。我们要想着 Krishna 的仁慈，要想着Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈，要想着 Jagai Madai。这样的人物他们是如何得到了主的如愿的仁慈。Yes, Maharaj. So next question?
Okay.
And the next question, the next question is from a devotee from YY. 顶拜 Guru Maharaj, 24种元素都产生于大实体吗？开始所有的宇宙也都在大实体吗？谢谢。So my question is that if the 24 elements are created from the Mahavishnu, and also if all theUniverses are also contained in the Mahavishnu from the very beginning. Thank you very much.
Yeah, everything is created from Vishnu.
是的，所有的一切呢都是从 Vishnu 那里创造出来的。
Okay.
So that's it, right? Then the next question, from the same devotee, she's asking, 物质自然产生于大实体吗? What about the material nature? Is the material nature also from the Mahavishnu? The answer is yes, right?
Yeah.
是的。
Nothing is separate.
所以没有任何一件事情是和 Vishnu 相分离的。Radha Ananda Mataji, 好的洁净的心意必然带来美好的结果，知道什么是正确的才能避免负面的残害。 What is comments from Radha Ananda Mataji? She said that the clean purified mind will for sure to bring the beautiful consequence. So when we know what is the right thing to do, then we can avoid those negative persecutions.
You can avoid the negative by trying to hang on to the positive.
对，就是我们如果要是使劲让自己是去想着那些积极正面的东西的话，那我们就能够避免负面的残害，就能够避免负面。So Maharaj, that's everything. For now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.Rama, Rama, Rama.
Shall we finish here, Maharaj, or what?
I don't know if you have no more questions, yeah.So I'd like to get, you know, some of the questions are good, but too many of these is what happens when someone doesn't follow? What happens if someone We can't say for sure because maybe they're really sincere, but they're just for some reason or something, they're not able to follow strictly. And still, Lord Chaitanya will be merciful to them at the time of death. We don't know. That's up to Krishna. We can't decide. But we can know what happens to people who do sincerely try to practice. And for sure, they will get the mercy.
Mary 说呢，就是大家问的这些问题里面，有的问题是比较好的，但是呢，就是关于负面的这种就是负面的做法而会导致什么样的结果的这样的问题呢？我们是不能够有一个非常的清晰的答案的，因为比如说有些人他可能自己在挺认真的修习，但是由于出于某种原因，他终止了他的修习，但是呢。他也依然还是能够得到诸天丹娘妈发布的仁慈，但这个我们是不得而知的。但是我们有一点是非常可以确信的，就是那些非常的真诚的认真的在修习的奉献者，那我们就能够肯定他所得到的最终的结果是什么。Yeah, so you encourage us to think positive and also always follow the examples of
the
devotees.
Think about what happens, you know, what happens when you chant your rounds every day. What happens when you follow the regulated principles? What happens when you take prasadam only? think about that.
所以呢，我们脑子里面天天要想着呢，是要想积极的这一方面，而且呢，我们要每天就想着，如果我要是念了我的劝述的话，会发生什么？如果要是遵循了四项规范原则，那会发生什么？如果我要是荣耀了份沙丹，那会发生什么？就是每天我们的脑子里面要冥想的是这些。Yes, Maharaj.
Okay.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare. Okay, that's it?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Very good.
非常非常感谢大家。
Like I said in the beginning, whoever was asking what is a Gyani, this chapter is about Gyani. This is how the Gyanis think. They're examining everything. They're searching, taking everything apart piece by piece.But they're trying to find, a true Gyani is trying to find the absolute truth. He's trying to find the origin of everything. If he eventually realizes it's impossible to find it by my own research, I have to have help, then Krishna will help him. He'll send him, you know, contact a spiritual master that will help him to know.
那么在这一章里面呢，我们所涉及到的就是Gyani 的这个内容就是知识这方面的内容。那么作为一个思辨家，一个就是一个探求知识的人呢，他就会使劲的从方方面面的去探求，去寻找，去找到他的这个答案。但是呢，当他发现他自己没有办法靠自己的这个力量去寻找到答案的时候，那但是他又想要去寻求真理的时候呢，这会儿 Krishna 就会帮助他。Krishna 就会派一个灵性导师到他的身边，然后呢，去给他展示这真理是什么，为他展示真正的这个知识是什么。
Okay, so very good.
Yes, Maharaj. 非常好。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama. Ram Ram Hare Hare.
麦昆特之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。我们非常非常感恩卡贝昌的 Maharaj 为我们的如此耐心的教导，非常谢谢萨利玛吉和 Krishna Kumari Maharaj 给我们安排的这样的平台。 然后我现在又看到了新的问题。Maharaj, there are more questions. Do you want to answer? The Maharaj is still there? Are you already? Oh, Hare Krishna, 不好意思啊， Guru 已经下线了，因为他可能刚才等了一会儿以后发现大家没有问题，然后反正现在 Guru 已经下线了。那我们今天的这节课就先到这儿，然后有点金石和这位奉献者所问的问题呢，我们就下一周请 Guru 回答。那今天的早课就到此结束了，非常的感恩大家，深深的顶拜大家，Hare Krishna。